How's it, Kakul? Mahalo for tuning in to Astrohina. My name is Kehau Paulo. I'm your host here, and you guys might know me as Mother Earth on Instagram. Welcome to my sacred space on the World Wide Web. I'm a work-from-home wahinepreneur with a certification as a metaphysical practitioner specializing in mana medicine and tarot. Join me every weekday as I'll be sharing my unfiltered mana'o from an eclectic Hawaiian spiritualist perspective and talking about everything from modern sidereal astrology, the metaphysical, motherhood, to mindset. Welcome to another episode of Astrohine. I think it's episode number 4, but it is Pokahi, November 15th, I think. And man, I have been MIA, oh my goodness, but I told myself today is the day. I'm going to show up for my things that I need to do, you know, handle kuleana, even though I'm not completely ready and I don't feel like all the stars are aligned right now for me to do these things, but I'm sick and tired of myself. I really am. So we're just doing the things, and I've successfully showed up for my workout this morning, and I even took a shower all before I took my kids to school. I'm trying not to say kids anyway, or refer to children as kids anymore. But anyways, if you don't know about that, I don't know. I have an episode talking about it. I don't know where the fuck it is or what it's called. Sorry. But, what was I saying? Yeah, so I've successfully done those things, and that was the goal for today. My other goal for today is to finish doing a lot of the things on my to-do list before noon so that I can like chill the fuck out for like 3 hours and do whatever I want to, because I have this horrible habit of like starting up on Mondays and then like feeling so drained by Tuesday. And then the rest of the week, I don't do shit. So I don't want that to happen, because I need to do my thing. Like I need to be back on my bullshit. So anyway, and hence I am podcasting now. I just dropped off my Keiki. Fuck, I'm sucking at this. But I just dropped off my Keiki at school, and I'm sitting in my driveway, and I figure I'd just knock this out right now, and get it all done, because I have a Zoom call to be on at like 9. So anyway, yeah, I'm going back to my biz calls, and I'm going to start working my Beachbody biz again. So if anybody's interested in getting started on a health regimen or whatever, let me know. Anyway, so I started using this app. It's so cool. And it's like what Anchor used to be. So if you guys don't know, I utilize an app called Anchor to create my podcasts. And when it first started out, it was like this conversation, like social audio type of platform. And so I met a lot of really cool people on Anchor. And it was like you could go back and forth and have conversations, and it would create like this thread of a conversation that you would be having. And then anybody could just chime in and talk with you. And oh my gosh, it was so fun. I swear it creates these like accelerated relationships. And I made some really awesome connections on Anchor. And so when they like changed everything into like more of a podcasting platform, it was kind of sad, because a lot of those relationships fell off, you know, because we're not talking every day anymore. But enter Swell and Soundwave. Yay. Okay, so Swell, you can talk for up to 5 minutes. And then Soundwave is like little snippets, like little bite-sized things. So it's like a minute long. So depending on whatever you like. I'm on both. I'm not really sure how I'm using both, but my username for now is Sis, because I couldn't think of anything else. I started off with Holistic, but I was like, I don't want to use that. So anyway, they're both Sis right now, for now. And I don't know if you're interested in like actually having conversations, you know, with each other, like you should definitely get on the app. Don't be shy. Like just get on there. It's not like nobody's going to see you, and don't worry about your voice. Like I used to think I sound super fucking annoying. And then when I used to do Anchor, it was like, I couldn't listen back to my own audio thingies that I would create. So I never did. And I still don't. But then I used to get so much compliments, and people would be like, oh my God, I could listen to you talk all day. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And like some people would be like, you have like one of the top like 3 voices on Anchor. And I was like, what? what the fuck? But anyway, so you know, you don't hear yourself the way that other people hear you. So don't worry about that. And I mean, it's just like, just do it, you know, just fucking go do it. Don't let your ego keep you from, you know, doing something that, you know, might bring you a lot of joy and happiness, which is like, I don't know, talking with other people. Like, come on. And like, I swear, because of like this pandemic and shit, like a lot of us kind of forgot how to socialize, you know, and it's like now we're socially awkward and all this stuff. So maybe this will help, you know. But anyways, because I'm looking to make friends. Like Anchor was so much fun. Like just, yeah. So anyways, if you're into that, yeah, Soundwave and Swell. Go look those up in the App Store and then you can look me up. And then follow me. I will follow you back, of course. Okay, so there's that. That's been a big thing for me, and it's been super fun. But it would be funner with more friends because, yeah. People just like my stuff, but nobody really, like, talks to me much except for this guy named Juan who I met on Anchor. He's one of the people that I actually kept in contact with from Anchor. So, anyway. What else was I going to tell you guys? Oh, yeah. So, my family, they were sick on Friday. All the kids... Keiki stayed home on Friday. I'm sick of myself. Gosh. Anyway, and my two older ones had fevers and they were like sick and headaches and or migraines or whatever. And it was so funny because they both didn't realize they were having symptoms and they were texting me and telling me these things until they both realized they were posting their shifts because they work together. If you guys don't know, my kids work at, oh, I always forget what the fuck's the name, but Bed Bath and Beyond. No, Bath and Body Works. I say BBW and then they like, oh, they cringe because it's like, you know, we know what that means. But so, but I always forget, but I can remember BBW, you know, I always get those two names mixed up for some reason. So anyways, they both work together and I guess they have an app where it tells you your shifts and then you can also post your shifts if you're not feeling good or whatever and people can take it and then the manager has to prove it, you know, shit like that. So I guess they're both reposting their shift for the next day because it was like 7:30 on Thursday night when they both came home from work and then they both were feeling lousy and they were texting me and telling me and I'm like, well, then I think you need to post your shift like ASAP Rocky. And then they both did it at the same time and then they come in the group text that we have, which is all the Keiki, all four of them and my husband and I. And so that's where we like all talk story and like whatever bullshit in there. It's kind of ridiculous because like we live in the same house. But sometimes, like, our house is kind of large, you know, so it's, like, our room is away from everybody, you know, and then, like, Layla and Kainoa's room is near each other, like, literally next door to each other, and then Kingston and Zion are away from them, too, you know, like, they're in a different part of the house. So, anyway, so sometimes, you know, we're lazy, and, like, we text in there. So, they're texting, they're like, you posted your shift, or you're not feeling good either, like, oh, I have a migraine too, and I feel like I have a fever, and da, da, da. And so they both realize that they have the same symptoms, and so, anyway, so they both stayed home on Friday from work, and then after that, oh, never mind. So after that, what was I saying? They both stayed home. Oh yeah. So then my son Zion had been staying home, Thursday, I think, and Friday too. Yeah. So he was having fever and all this stuff, headaches and whatever. But Kingston was fine until Friday. But then again, I don't know. Well, no. I was gonna say, I don't know if he was making it up, but I don't think so because he had a fever. And to me, it's like, you have a fever right now during these times, like, yeah, they need to stay home, right? Because they're obviously fighting something. So anyway, they all stayed home on Friday. And then today, Kamei stayed home because he is not feeling good either. So, but now everybody else is better. And it was pretty funny. It only lasted like a day, like not even a day, because literally like Friday morning, I woke up early, I put away dishes, you know, do all my mom stuff in the morning and then, you know, make Kamei's lunch, send him off to work. I drink my shake. And then, I went and I checked everybody, you know, if they had fever and it was like early, girl, it was like 6 or something like that. And Layla was up in the morning crying because she was feeling miserable. And then, I gave them, like, the two older ones, like, vitamin C, elderberry, because I already had those on hand, and zinc. And when Kamiki got those for me when I had COVID, oh my gosh, I don't know what it is about the zinc, though. It instantly, I felt like 50% better. So I was like, I'm just going to give it to them, you know. So, and by the way, if you're going to take that, make sure you have food in your stomach. I don't know. I'm not usually sensitive, like, to, like, a leave or whatever, on an empty stomach. Like, my older two, Keiki, ooh, almost said it, are. So, like, they have to eat something before they take those things. But for me, it's the zinc fucks me up. I don't know. So, anyways, I gave them those things. And then they both went back to sleep. They both had fevers that morning. And so, that's why everybody stayed home. So, then they went back to bed. And then they woke up, like, around 8 something or whatever. And they both were better. And then, Kainoa was like, damn, I shouldn't have given away my shift, you know? And so I was like, no, just rest. Like, you need a rest. Like, what the fuck? They're workaholics, you know? Like, I get it. They like money. They like buying stuff. Like, Kainoa's really into his hair. Like, he's trying to find the best hair product that works for his hair so it's not frizzy. He tried money. He tries all kinds of stuff. So he spends a lot of money on hair products and clothes. And then my daughter is really into her plants, and like she's a total foodie. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that's for sure. So she has a jungle in her room, so she's always buying plants. Like, she spends all her money on plants and food, seriously. And so and then me, it's like plants, food, and fucking planner shit. But anyway, and she does not plan. She's not a planner at all. I don't know what kind of fucking Capricorn she is, but whatever. So what was I saying? Yeah, they like money. And so they are workaholics, girl. Like, they will scoop up anybody's shift, especially Layla. I mean, that's the kind of Capricorn she is. She will fucking live at work. But Kainoa is he likes to work, but it's like, if he already made plans with his friends or whatever, he's not doing it. He's not canceling, you know, on his friends. But but he does work a lot. So anyways, because they like money and they like buying stuff. So for them to, like, post their shift, their managers were like, whoa, what's going on? Are you guys okay? I think they caught something from somebody at work, because after that, my daughter was telling me so many people started posting their shifts too. So unless they caught whatever Zion had and took it to work and gave it to everybody. But yeah, anyway. But now Kamini's home, so I got to take care of him today. But so after I gave them the zinc and they woke up, they felt better. And yeah, yay. But my other two, I don't know, they were struggling. Kingston had a fever all freaking day long. Zion was just like, I don't know, he's not feeling good. He like asked me to go buy him a Neomed. If you don't know what that is, it's like this bottle. You put like distilled water in it, you warm it up, you stick some of the salt packet that comes with it, and you shake it up or whatever, let it dissolve so it makes like this saline solution or whatever, and you like literally put it by your nose and you squeeze it and it comes out the other side, and it cleans out your nasal fucking cavity or whatever the fuck. And this kid hated that shit before. Like, when we lived in Vegas, oh my gosh, I tried to have this kid do that, because he's always had this nasal thing. He's like me. And so you know, to clean it out, you know, so, and that's what I was doing. And it was so helpful. Like, when I used to do that regularly, I need to start again. But anyway, let me hydrate. My throat feels dry. Anyway, so, yeah, he asked me for one. He's like, can I get a nose thing again? And I was like, really? You want that? He's like, my nose is so plugged and all this stuff, and there's so much gunk up there. And I'm like, ew. So I got him one, and we did it today. Oh my goodness. It was so satisfying, though, to see all that garbage coming out of his nose. I don't know. I love doing that shit with him. Like, it sounds disgusting, but it's like, it makes me happy to know that it's coming out. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God. So anyway, yeah, he did that this morning and went off to school. Kingston felt better. Layla went to work. Kainoa slept over his friend's house. I was going to say girlfriend, but it's not like a girlfriend, because if you guys don't know, my son Kainoa, I think he's bi. You know, I don't know all the terms, so I forget what he told me, but I think he's bi. But so he slept over this chick's place. Her name is Haley, and I think they did something to his hair, so I haven't seen it yet. He's going to come home today, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he did to his fucking hair. Anyway, But yeah, they're all better. And then Kamei's here. And he, yeah, I need to go run in the house soon and go check on him because I have a call in a little bit. But anyways, but I gave him the zinc, the Aleve, the not the apple cider, the vitamin C and the elderberry. So we'll, and then he went back to bed. So we'll see if he wakes up and feels a little better. But before I left to drop off the kid, Keiki, I'm ridiculous. I took his temperature and he didn't have one. So I'm glad, but I know he's got the body aches and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's like sometimes even though you don't have a fever, you have all these other symptoms. But I think it's because I gave him medicine too, you know, so maybe that's why he didn't have the fever. Because I checked on him around 5 because he has to get early and like go to work and all that stuff. So like at 5, he had a fever telling me he had body aches and all this kind of stuff. And like, he was like, should I just go to work? And I'm like, fuck no, bitch. Like, you better tell your boss that you're not coming or I'm gonna fucking tell him. Like, so he was like, okay, you know, like he didn't want to have to tell him that. Because last week he didn't go to work for a little bit. Or something, or the week before that, I can't remember, because everybody at his job is getting COVID, but he tested negative, so thank goodness, so he was able to go back to work on Monday last week, but now he's sick again, so I don't know if they're going to make him get tested again, but I don't think it's COVID, honestly, I think it's the flu, I really do, but anyway, what was I saying? I don't fucking know. Oh, yeah. So I checked him this morning, like early. He had a fever. I made him take the stuff and then he went back to sleep. And then I was yelling at the kids around like 7:45 or something. And then, you know, he was waking up and then I checked him again and his fever was gone. So, you know, I'm hoping that, I don't know, he gets better too. Because Friday when I gave the two older ones the stuff and they woke up after, Layla was like ready to fucking go Chinatown with me. And I was like, oh shit, okay, well, let's go. So I don't know. I'm hoping that the zinc, I think it's the zinc, man. I don't know what the fuck, but I swear it just helps. So anyways, if you're not taking zinc, I definitely recommend trying and see how you feel. Because honestly, the vitamin C and the elderberry, like, I don't know if those things really do anything, but I felt a difference when I started adding zinc. And then I like felt so much better when I had COVID. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a combination of all of it or if it's just the zinc. Like, I have no idea. But anyway, so I'm going to go check on him in a little bit. But that's pretty much what's going on with our family. It's just like everybody's getting sick. And I mean, it is the time, you know, too, where it's like flu season and all that shit. Ugh. Yeah, I'm still trying to get rid of this cough. However, I did work out today and I didn't have any problem breathing whatsoever. So I was very, very happy that, you know, I can actually show up for this workout. Because when I started to try workout again, whenever the fuck it was, I can't remember. I had a hard time breathing. Like, I had to take a break and I think I did too much because I did this running program that we had. So you start off lifting weights and then you also run after. And that kicked my ass because I still showed up. Like, I still did it. Even though like my lungs were on fire. And honestly, I feel like I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, okay. So I'm going to run. But yeah, that's an update on what's going on with me. I'm starting my shit up again. On a new platform. I mean, I'm going to try my best to podcast. You're going to hear that today we're not doing Mana Monday, where we check in on the energy for this week because of the moon. And then, what else? I don't know. That's pretty much it. Okay. So I'm going to run, be a good wifey, check on my husband, see if he wants to eat. And all that jazz. But I'm going to be much more active on my Instagram today, starting today, hopefully. It's been really hard for me to show up on social media because honestly, I don't want to. Like, I don't know. I have no interest in social media. Like, well, Instagram. I've been so quiet and it's been kind of nice. Like, not even having to think about social media. Like, oh, I should put this on there or something. I don't know. But it is fun. Like, I love social media. I love being able to talk story with everybody. But anyway, and watching everybody's stuff too. Like, I don't know. I missed it. I do miss that though. So I'm going to try my best to be more active on there. That's the goal. What else? I did make a video this morning, a little one, like 15 second one that I posted my story, just me making my Energizer. It wasn't anything great, but, that's just me getting started, you know, like trying to get into the groove of being back on there. But yeah, anyway, okay, I'm going to go. Thank you for listening. Oh, and we're going to get into the astral part of my shit. So today the moon is going to be Huna. Huna literally means like hidden, maybe even secret. And the shape of the moon, in a sense, is like hidden horns. And so this is usually a time where spiritual practices, like in knowing things, is not like good. So seers, psychics, it's actually in Whakahiko, not good to share like those types of insights, because it's actually hidden or something. It's like maybe you're not going to know the real truth or something like that. So that's why today we're not going to be doing our Mana Monday. What else? In Vedic Eastern Mana'o, they have a moon day, and this is represented by a fiery sword. And so it's a very powerful lunar day according to their calendar. It's like the most powerful day of the whole entire lunar calendar, and they believe that it is a time when you can awaken your kundalini energy. And your kundalini energy is seen as one of the most powerful energies in the whole entire universe. And it's like people right now can activate to transform themselves into like this higher spiritual structure, I guess you could say. And it's like only people that are really ready are going to show up and tap into like their secret powers, you know. And I thought that was so interesting, right? Because that's a totally different culture, and they're over here talking about secrets. I don't know. And then our calendar, the Helupo, is like Huna, right? That's secrets, hidden. So anyway, but what they believe is that anything you start on this particular lunar day, you have to finish what you begin. So just keep that in mind. It's good for fasting, cleansing, and just be mindful about whatever you're doing. I mean, we always want to be like that, but extra mindful today. You don't want to overwork, you don't want to strain, you don't want to stress yourself. Touching insects, harming insects, or any living form is actually like kapu or something. Like, they don't say that word, but it's like it's not good. Like, it's taboo. Like, it's prohibited on this particular lunar day. So it's like you want to be gentle with like nature and like all of her creations. What else? The moon is in Pisces. Yeah. Sorry, I gotta think about it. Yeah, it's in Pisces. So the intuition is heightened. You might be having dreams that you remember. You know, try to find out what the message is there. As far as your health goes, the parts of your body that will be vulnerable when the moon is in the sign of Pisces will be your feet, toes, and your immune system. Today, you want to try your best to walk less because your feet are going to be sensitive, I guess. Wear comfortable shoes. The body also becomes much more sensitive to like, I'm over here trying to think of words, sensitive. I have a lot of brain fog still. I swear COVID does some shit to you, man. It's been really hard for me to just like English. Like, so anyway, like I, I was trying to talk to Kamei and tell him something, and then I didn't even realize I was saying the wrong thing. And he's like, no, you mean blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I said. And he's like, no, you did it. And I was just like, what? I thought I said that, but then I did. I don't know what the fuck's happening. But anyways, he's like, bro, you got some brain fog lately. But I was like, it has to be COVID. Because I noticed even my mother is acting like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And she had COVID. And then my dad's just been like that. Anyway, so what was I saying? Yeah, the body becomes like much more sensitive to the things that you are consuming. Okay. So anything that you are putting inside of your body is going to have a much stronger effect on you. So it's like, you know, even TV is something that you consume. So if you find yourself crying watching a Geico commercial or something, totally normal. If you're drinking coffee or something and then you feel super, super tweaky, like, look at me, I'm fucking like, maybe that's why. No, so here's the thing. I'm talking about my liquid mana. Like, oh my gosh, that shit had me so freaking tweaky. I'm like, maybe it's because I haven't drank this shit for 2 months or something. I don't know. But I was like bouncing off the fucking wall, girl. Like, I'm still drinking it. I even finished the whole damn thing and I was tweaking out. I'm still drinking it because I got to clean my house. But anyway. Okay. So just be mindful of that. It, you know, whatever you consume is going to have a stronger effect on you when the moon is, you know, because of the moon. Anyway, what else? Yeah, when the moon is in Pisces, sorry, I forgot what I was talking about. That happens all the time. You guys know. Okay. So, yeah, just be mindful of your feet and all that shit. So that's pretty much it for that. Now, that's, well, for the moon. Now today, the sun is going to be square Jupiter. Yes. Okay. So the sun, it represents your ego, in my opinion. Okay. This is how I'm interpreting this transit. So you might not hear this other places, but this is how I'm interpreting it. So the sun is your ego. It is in a square, which is a challenging aspect with Jupiter. Your Jupiter is your joy. It's your happiness. It's your abundance, right? Like prosperity and all that shit and blessings. Okay. So how is your ego getting in the way of you connecting with your joy and what makes you happy? You need to overcome that today. Okay. So get out of the ego, you know, don't let it talk to you and tell you all this doubty shit. Like, you need to show up confident. You need to show up big, live large, fuck what people think. We've all been in survival mode for like, I don't know how long you guys have, but for me, I feel like all this year has been like survival mode for me. And so, and it's draining, you know, and exhausting. I mean, you guys might have been going through this in 2020 as well. I don't know. 2020 was really good for me. So, you know, you, but it might have been bad for you. So you might be going on 2 years almost now, you know? So we're all fucking tired. Okay. And who has time to give a fuck what other people think about us? Fuck it. Like, people are going to talk anyway. So you might as well just make yourself happy. And to me, that's what this aspect is. It's like, fuck what, whatever, right? Fuck all the bullshit. Just go do what makes you fucking happy. What brings joy? What sparks joy? Right? So I got them fucking liquid mana burps. Anyway, so focus on that. Focus on your joy. And live out loud, live big, you know, cause that's Jupiter. It's expansive. So don't allow your ego to let you play small today, right? We want to live large, like Jupiter. He's a gas giant. So, you know, it's like you live large. You just do whatever the fuck makes you happy today. Like, that's what that means. But it's going to be a challenge. It might be hard, okay, for you to show up in that way. But it's like, just do it, you know? Anyway, fuck it. So that's what I got for you guys for this segment that I don't even know what the fuck I call it anymore. But gosh, I am a mess. Anyways, we're going to move on. If you enjoyed this episode, share with your mother, your father, your auntie, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your neighbor, and all your holoha on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and kanakabootycall.com.